This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
This is the interview everybody has been waiting for all week long. And please welcome to Inside Florida Racing, Rex Guy from Auburndale. Hi, Rex.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. How are you guys tonight?
We're doing great. Just wanted to finally get a chance to talk to you, Rex, about this decision that you've decided to make at your racetrack. Which
I've heard a few things tonight. I've had a few phone calls. Telling me a little bit how you guys kind of get carried away with things, and you know, what do you want to know?
Well, I think the first thing that I would like you to address is just your side of the story of what happened last Saturday. Since we've had the driver's side, let's hear your side, please.
Let me tell you the whole side. Jack Smith knows the whole story, and you know, I thought we got this clarified the other day, Jack, about your two drivers were told that the reason it happened, and evidently, you didn't get this situation straight. But let me tell you guys how it is on the air. These guys were told they could not come in to the tail end of the race and get in this race. We have a...
Rex, are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Rex? Are we experiencing a technical difficulty here? Rex, did we lose the connection, Jack?
Yeah, his cell phone must have went out here. We'll try him right back.
Okay. All right.
Right when he was fixing to get into it, I wanted to hear.
Well, definitely.
Let's call him back real quick.
Yeah, call him back, please. Because this is, you know, we want to be fair. We want to hear, you know, the driver's side. We want to hear Rex's side. Though, I don't know, Rob. He said we were getting carried away.
Well, obviously, is that he doesn't think that it's a big decision.
Okay, so we've established... hi, Rex.
Hey.
Okay, please.
I have an Excel sprint, and it's not worth anything. It's about like this stuff.
Okay,
please continue.
Okay, where, what did you hear?
Well, you started to tell us that Jason and Aaron were told ahead of time that they weren't going to be able to race.
Exactly.
Now, why wouldn't you let them race? Why wouldn't you let them race? Why would you tell them they're not allowed to race?
Why did I tell them they wouldn't be allowed to race? You're not going to come in here and jump in the tail end of a race just to be able to come there, to be able to draw a field for the next week. That's not fair to the racers that are there. We have a $2,000 points fund in that class. I will protect the racers that are there. Some people agree, some people don't. The decision was, I take it up on myself, that Ronnie did not get the information. My tech man had the information to get done. But what really irritates me, Jack, CC, Rob, whoever's on the radio, and the
public. There's a lot of people listening.
Well, I hope they all listen, because I tell you what takes on place here is people like you guys that blow stuff out of proportion, and you don't do what you're supposed to do, Jack. We had this discussion the other day.
This isn't Jack. This isn't Jack's show.
Rob, see whoever it is. Let me explain something here.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you what happens here. I'll tell you the whole nine yards. Auburndale Speedway is a speedway where you can come, and you're wanted to race at this speedway. I'm a racer. I've been all over. And I tell you what, I enjoy racing. I enjoy seeing different people race at this racetrack. But when you try to push the buck, that's what makes me mad. These guys knew it. When they pushed the buck. But you know what?
What buck are you talking about? They didn't push the buck. They're trying to make money with their race car. What's wrong with racing at two racetracks in one night?
Wait a minute, guys. They were told they couldn't race that night, okay?
You are the only track owner or promoter that I have ever heard in my years of racing cars in this state, and I've been racing cars for a long time, that would make such a decision.
Well, you want to know something?
What's that?
Have you ever owned a racetrack?
It doesn't matter if you own a racetrack. I've been a fan, and I've been a racer. The owner of the racetrack doesn't matter. Without fans and without racers, you do not have a racetrack.
You guys know so much about racing. Why don't you go out and try to promote a racetrack?
We do promote racing. This show is all about promoting racetracks just like yours, and you don't appreciate it.
You hurt racers. You hurt racetracks.
No, we don't hurt anybody. Guys like you that make decisions like that.
Here's what you do. You promote one racetrack.
No, we don't. We promote your racetrack.
I've already had phone calls today, and I'm not going to argue with you guys on the radio because it's not worth it. Let me tell you, Arbondale will survive. I don't have a problem with these racers. I've discussed these problems with the racers. We have our problem resolved. It's never been a problem. We implemented a rule, and the rule will stand is what we've implemented. We have made some changes on it. Believe me.
Which are?
Welcome to race at Arbondale. People are welcome. I have talked with Jason. I have talked with Aaron. Matter of fact, David Williamson the other night, after he won his feature, got out of his car and stood up and told the people, I want to thank the promoters and the owners of Arbondale Speedway for a clean, friendly place to race. You know what, guys? You guys don't even understand what goes on at Arbondale. We're there for the people. We're a family track. We're a kids track. We're there.
Rex, we have promoted your track all year long on this station. We promoted it the other night, last week, for 15 minutes straight. We promote your track almost every week. Well, as I said earlier, there's a lot of people, including Rob Elting, who's speaking to you right now, who simply disagree with one particular rule. That doesn't mean we hate your racetrack. It doesn't mean we're bad-mouthing your racetrack. He's simply having a disagreement.
Well, you know what, Jack? You guys can have your disagreement, but why don't you just let it drop?
Well, it does drop, but it's other people.
The problem is solved. It doesn't matter. The problem is solved. You want to linger things out here. You want to continue to linger.
No, we just wanted
it's,
your explanation.
It's not lingering, Rex.
That's all. This is your opportunity
to explain
it.
Hold on. Let me say something, okay?
Let me finish my opinion.
All right,
now, you have people that work for you, that write things on your Carnac board, that blow stuff out of proportion. You know what, Jack? The board is not good for racetracks. Because you got people that have their opinion. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has an opinion.
Then what's wrong with the board?
There's not. What's wrong with the board? You got people that write things that work for you that didn't even know the truth of the side. And that's you, Carol Wick.
Well, she's not here, and we have nothing to do with her. Our show has nothing to do with Carnac or any of that. Carnac powers the website that puts the show out to the world. That's it. Okay, I have no agenda at all, okay? And I just want to know why you, as the track owner, pull two race cars off the racetrack if you're there for the fans and you're supposed to be the guy that's there for the fans. You pull the cars off the racetrack. It doesn't make sense as a race car driver. It's not Jack. This is Rob talking to you. Jack runs the controls. This is my show. CC's show.
To enter that racetrack, okay? You understand that?
Yes, why would you tell them that? I want to know why.
That was a decision I made.
Why?
That it was a decision made because it's a points race.
Okay.
So
points race.
They're running for points, correct?
Pardon me?
Aren't they running for points at your racetrack?
Okay, is it fair for them to come out there and jump and take a jump ahead of people that's been there all day?
Absolutely, if they start in the rear, because that's the way your rules read. Your rules have read, as long as they show up and start in the rear. Wayne Morse did it 2 weeks ago. He showed up, raced at Charlotte County.
You want to throw up Wayne Morse? Let's put this in the point. Wayne couldn't get on your radio show tonight because his radio's broke. His phone is.
Why'd you let him race?
Wayne Morse called to tell me, hey, guys, I'm coming over. I'm running a late model. A late model, and understand this.
Go ahead. Say what you're going to say. Very carefully say this.
A late model is an entry fee. Wayne Morris come in there and paid a $150 entry fee.
He
started dead last.
So?
There's no point there.
So?
So? There's a this.
The fans don't know the difference, Rex. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The fans do not know anything about that BS right there.
honest,
okay?
I didn't have any fans upset about it.
Yeah, you don't. Yes, you did. You had plenty of fans upset about it because I heard about the boos that were going on when you yanked the cars off the racetrack. Rex, an 8-car show or a 10-car show? You put 10 cars out there, you take two of them off for a personal reason, and that's all it is a personal reason. Oh, it's not correct.
How can it be personal? Tell me how. Rob, you know so much about me. How is it personal?
I know enough about you that you said because you guys raced at Charlotte County Speedway, you're not racing at my racetrack.
You know what? It has nothing to do with Charlotte County, big boy.
Then what does it have to do with?
Why don't you come to my track? Why don't you meet me? Because, number one, I don't think you know me good enough. There's enough people at that racetrack that would say, I'm there for the racers at that racetrack. So don't go.
What about the fans? What about the fans that pay the money to give to those racers?
You know what? They were coming to the track anyway. I spoke with Mr. Aaron, and Aaron said, well, if I knew I couldn't race, I'd be there for my dad. So give me a break, Rob.
Yeah, give me a break. You're the only track promoter or track owner that would make such a ridiculous rule that not have guys come race at your racetrack, okay?
Hey, excuse me just a minute. Rex, could you – this is Jack Smith. Could you explain – just – where's – Rob, just hang on a minute, Rob. Just explain the reasoning behind and make it – try to make it clear because, honestly, we have had literally hundreds and hundreds of people who want to know the answer to this. Hang on.
Say points.
What we want to know is explain – the reasoning in detail as to how this protects the points leaders and what the theory of all this is so we can all understand it.
It's just very, very understanding. I even talked to some of the racers. They understand. Some racers act understand it, some don't. Take the guys that are there running right now. Aaron runs fourth in points at the moment. I'll have a $2,000 points fund for that. I shouldn't say we. Our family does. I'm not the only owner there. We have it. We set it up. You race 80% of the races to race here. I've got guys that are racing there every week that are there supporting that track every week. Aaron does race there every week when he can. Yes, he does. But based on fact, I don't care where you go race. If you're racing for points, it's your decision. Are you going to stay here and race for points tonight, or you want to go run somewhere else? Okay? If you want to go run somewhere else, that is perfectly fine. But don't think at the end of the night you're going to miss a heat race. You're going to run right back over here, jump out here into this race, and be able to knock out three or four more cars you know you're better than. I don't play that game. These guys are here racing all day long also. Just to be able to set and draw a pill for the next week. You know, there's a guy that should have been on your show tonight, Wayne Morris, would have explained a little bit more than I did. But that's the reasoning behind it. So now we have implemented that rule, and it's not called the Aaron rule. It's to protect the racers at our racetrack. Every racetrack has different rules. You show up at a racetrack, all the rules are the same. They're not. I do work with other track owners. I work with Citrus County. I work with Rusty Marcus over at Orlando. I try to work with Bobby Deal, but you can't work with Bobby Deal. That's your track. So let's face the fact, I did try to work.
I just want to point out that we don't have a track. This is a show that covers all the racing that goes on in an entire state, and anybody who wants to sit down and listen to all of our shows will clearly see that we cover racing from one end of the state to the other.
Which is good, Jack, which is good. But, guys, like I told you before, you were supposed to call me 10 minutes before the show, Jack, but you didn't do it. Now I'm giving you just how it is. I don't want to get in a pissing match with anyone.
And we don't want to either.
We made a rule. This is the way it is, guys. Whether you like it or whether you don't like it, that's the way it is. We have a new rule. It is finalized, fine-tuned. I won't say exactly what it is because it'll be on our website probably, say, Saturday.
But it's okay if it's a late model. They can come race, right?
Look. If it's not a point race, but no, we've got it fixed now where you can come race. We've got it fixed where you can come race. And I might not be exactly right because I didn't read it after they rewrote it. I really think it's going to be you can come race. If you don't make the heat, you can come jump on the tail end, but you're not going to get points. or be able to draw a field for the next week. I'll pay you for what place you finish, but you won't get points for a field.
Right.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Now, that's what we're kind of implementing. Like Rob said on the radio the other night, guys, we will listen, but you got to put something out there.
Sure.
Well, we did. And
Racers come up and say, hey, let's do it this way. But, no, it's like everybody wants to jam what we've done.
I think Rex, that a lot of this, I really do believe that a lot of this wasn't necessarily, I mean, obviously from everything that we've heard, and we had, you know, Dick Anderson on the phone tonight, we had on the show, we had Patrick Williams. I mean, these are top people, been around a long time, and a lot of racers we've talked to, Billy Bigley Jr., all these folks, they really don't understand why the sensibility of the rule. Now, you guys obviously have the right to race, run your racetrack any way you want. It's your track. You can do it, run your business any way you want. But I think a lot of the problem, Rex, I think a lot of the problem is that there wasn't a rule in place, and the decision was made when there wasn't a rule in place. And instead of, I think a lot of this come down to the fact that had there been the rule made afterwards and then implemented, I think a lot of this would have been alleviated.
And you know what, guys? Maybe you're right, but that's not the way it happened.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just pointing that out.
You know what? I will say, yeah, I will take responsibility for it. I have big shoulders. I don't mind. I told you. I told Phil Shriver when he called me, if I have anything to hide, why should I tell you? Exactly, right?
That's a fact.
But there's one thing about it. Arbondale has a good race program. Arbondale will survive. We run a clean slate. I'm there for these racers. I give them a clean ground. I say our family does. We give them what they ask for. We work with the racers, but we will control that racetrack.
Absolutely. It's a good place to go race.
I've raced at several tracks in the state of Florida, and I tell you what, I'll be racing. Well, I won't. My son will be racing at Orlando Speed World Saturday night.
Have you ever, have you and your teams ever raced more than one track in a day?
No, I've never been able to make it back. I've tried it, but it didn't work.
Not even like a rain out and gone to another track?
I've gone to Citrus, and I never could get back to make the race.
Well, I just want to say to you, Rex, this is Rob, is I like your racetrack. I'm a Tampa boy, okay? I'm from that area. That's where I was born and raised. And I raced cars at Sunshine Speedway for many years, okay? And I've raced at your racetrack in different cars. And I've raced at every racetrack in the state of Florida. And I want to see every one of you racetracks survive. But in order to survive, you guys can't continually do things that aggravate drivers and fans. That's all. And you guys can make whatever decisions you want because it's your racetrack. But it's our responsibility. I take it on my shoulders because I got big ones too. As I'm a driver, and when I see things that aren't right, I have a show. I have a forum here, not no written form on the computer, okay, a vocal one, where I can talk to guys just like yourself, where I've talked to Don Nerone, I've talked to John Sapricone, I've talked to Bobby Deal, I've talked to you before, okay? And this show is about promoting you and your racetrack.
And just for the record, Rex, you can trust me on this one. Rob Bonehead Elting has had more knockdown drag-out time with Bobby Deal than anybody else in the state.
Look, guys, I don't care. Let me put the record straight. I don't have a problem with Bobby Deal. I wish you guys would get that understood. Bobby's just another promoter. What Bobby does is, you got me there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, we've got you.
What Bobby does is Bobby. What Rex and Rob up here at Arvin does, Dale does, is Arvindale. I don't care. You know, I've got my racetrack to worry about, and that's the first and foremost thing I think about is what we have to do at our racetrack.
And it's our job as a show to report and to give our opinion on the things that go on at all these racetracks. Because you can guarantee if any one of these track owners, okay, did the same thing that happened the other night at your racetrack, you can guarantee that I would have put them right on the same hot seat, because I just feel that you did a disservice to those boys by not letting them race and then making the decision afterwards that actually they could have. If you'd have gone down there and told them, you guys can race, but you're not going to get your points tonight, I think that probably would have been a better thing to do, because I've talked about it before, Rex. The fans, they aren't privy to the stuff that goes on between owners and drivers. So they don't know that those guys didn't have the right gear in their car. They don't know that those guys are trying to get some extra points, okay? All they know is it's a car on the racetrack and a car number, and there were fans picking that car number to probably win. They don't even know who the driver is. And when you pull them off the racetrack, it upsets them. That's
exactly
all.
And as a fan,
they should have never been on the racetrack.
Well, you're right, but see, you let that slip through your fingers early.
Yes.
And once it was done, you know, in hindsight, would you have done it the same way after you looked at it now?
You know, I did say that to my race director.
Right.
It's my fault my race director did not know that.
Right.
But let me set this record straight again. I don't make the decisions there very much.
Right.
I have a race director. His name's Ronnie Sims.
Yes, I know him well.
Ronnie does a good job for me.
Absolutely.
I don't have to make very many decisions. Decisions I make are basically is making sure the officials do their correct job. You know what? That's the only way I like it. I don't want to have to walk around there with a radio on. Saturday night, I didn't have a radio on. My show was done at 10:30. Very happy. Officials did a great job. You can't always have these things. But as a owner, promoter, you do have to check the background of what's going on in your racetrack. You got to make sure everything is running right. When there's a decision made, you got to stand behind it, and I don't back away from it. But there's one thing I will tell you. If I make a decision, don't try to buck it. Because when you buck it, you buck the wrong person. If you go back and read on your the Carnac website for Arbondale, someone posted something there today, Jack. Matter of fact, Car Doctor.
I have no idea. I don't read it. I just don't read that stuff.
Go back and read it.
I don't read it.
No,
it's not anything that pertains to me and my show and my life.
But it pertains to what's going on at Arbondale Speedway.
Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. Listen, the message board has good people on it, and the message board has idiots on it. So I don't take stock into any of it, okay? What I take stock in is the real deal, okay? I'm all about the reality of what's going on. That's what our show's about. And I wish that track owners, that they wouldn't take into effect the stuff that goes on the message boards, especially some of the negative stuff, because the positive things always outweigh the negative things, Rex. Okay? Your racetrack does positive things. This one thing that we're talking about right here is not anything that puts any stain on your racetrack to me or to most racers and fans out there. I just wanted to get your from your mouth exactly what happened, because you know you get a lot of this hearsay. And
I get hearsay?
We get hearsay because of the fact that...
You know what? Basically, Rob, I had probably an hour conversation with Jack Smith the other night. He understood what happened.
But he's not...
What happened.
But he's not this show. Even though Jack works the controls on this show, and this show comes out over Carnac, I can't express to everybody out there listening, okay, I and CeCe have nothing to do with Carnac.com other than the fact they power this show. I do this show for free. She does this show for free.
Exactly.
This is our 51st week of doing free 2 hours every Monday night. And at the beginning of the show, you made a comment that shows like this kind of are kind of not needed. Okay? And
well, I agree with it.
What we do is needed.
I agree with they're not needed.
Well, our show's not needed? Is that what you're saying?
It's not needed.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay, can you?
You guys think that car? Basically, you guys think promoters screw up.
We're not in a boat by ourselves.
No, I'll tell you what.
That one's perfect.
Nobody said you were. Go ahead,
Rex.
Yes.
Hi. Okay. When it comes to promoters, I think what we've talked the most about is just a lack of promoting and getting the word out there about races, big events, contacting drivers, doing things to increase car counts and fan counts. And that's the thing that we talk about a lot, in something that we believe in strongly, that more things need to be done, because we want to see all the tracks survive. And so we want to see things done to bring the fans there and to bring the cars there. Now, I really would love for you to tell me why my show that I do with Rob is not needed, because I hear nothing but positive feedback from drivers from all over that love this show and love what we do and love the opportunities that we give them, and other track owners and promoters love the opportunities that
and
we
racers
give
from your racetrack.
In the last year, we've interviewed over 450 race car drivers and promoters,
but we're not needed. What's not needed is attitudes like that, okay? That's what's not needed. Guys like you,
we work
think,
just as hard at promoting racing and racetracks
you think
as
that
you guys
racetrack,
do at your track, trust
you
me.
You think your racetrack is so big and you're going to continue on racing, okay? The reason why your racetrack has fans there and has race car drivers there, okay, is because of shows like ours and media like ours that continues to put out information about guys like yours, racetracks.
That continue to down?
Nobody downs
that's
a, your
that's
racetrack.
Absolutely, that's absolutely not true, and I take exception to that. That's absolutely not the case. Out of the 50 shows we've done, I guarantee you that on at least 30 of them, we've spent time promoting your racetrack, and we have never had personal attacks against you or any other promoter. No personal attacks are ever put out on this show, ever. Period.
So how's it not needed, Rex?
I just don't feel like it's needed. I think, you know what, really and truly, promoters can promote their racetrack. I promote my race, our racetrack. I don't say mine.
Oh, yeah. Are your grandstands full?
Hey, let me put it.
Are your grandstands full? Are your car counts so full that you're sending people home?
Hold on a minute. Let me explain. No.
You're talking like that you're a king.
Show me a grandstand that's full. Show me one. Tell me one.
Oh, I can show you.
There's
plenty of full grandstands, but not from people that say that.
There's been a few full grandstands.
Not at Auburndale. Not at Auburndale.
The point is, Rex, is that what we take exception with is that you're attacking the messenger. And I'm going to tell you, people like myself who do this show, and CeCe and Rob Elting, Rick Angies, the folks who do Trackside Tonight on the other coast, Joe Lineberry and Randy Dye and Billy Osborne and other people who do these shows and have done them for years, okay, and have been involved in racing promotion for years. We work as hard as this that any of you guys do, and we take exception when we're attacked for what we do because we simply disagree with you.
Show me a racetrack that's got a full attendance.
There is no racetrack. All right, I'm going to answer your question. You know as well as I do that there's no racetrack in this state that has full attendance all the time. Are there some state grandstands that really pack them in big time occasionally? Of course they do.
I'll tell you what, Arvindale doesn't have freebies, and I'll tell you what, we average about 1,300 in the grandstand.
And that's an attack. What that is that's a little bit of a snide attack on Bobby Deal, isn't it? Now tell the truth.
No, I'm just telling you a fact. I
understand that, but what's the freebies about?
Wait till Sunshine opens
back up. Who are you talking about? Orlando Speed World gives out a lot of free tickets. I tried to talk Robert Hart into the concept of if you got to put out a lot of free tickets to get people into grandstands. I talked to him about that 10 years ago, and nowadays he's actually doing it. Okay, there's nothing. Whatever it takes to put people in the grandstands, Rex, you can't get anywhere by attacking other people. That's what you're trying to say. You can disagree with somebody, but you're not getting anywhere by attacking
you're
people.
You're attacking us by telling us our show is not any good, and our forum is not Karnak.
I personally think when you guys get on here and you keep carrying the same bashing over,
you ain't ever listened to our shows. Until you go and listen to all of our shows, you can't even give an opinion, Rex, because you've never listened to all of our shows. You've only listened last week and this week, and you wouldn't even call in and talk to us last week. We'd have been done with it.
Oh, really?
Yes. If you would have talked to us last week, we'd have been done with it. I just wanted to talk to you. That's all. This is no big deal. You act like this is a big deal. It was a big deal. I'll tell you why. Because you turned away two racers that traveled a long way to race at your racetrack. And it made guys like me mad, okay? That's the problem.
Let me solve the problem right now. Why don't you guys get mad, continue your car crap, and I'll run Arbondale the way Arbondale needs to race, okay? And I want you guys to have a good evening.
and Rex, no
okay,
problem.
Okay, Rex, go if ahead you, and hang you, up. You go ahead and hang up.
Hold on. I just, and Rex, since you think that Inside Florida Racing is not necessary and such, you know, we don't ever have to promote or do anything for your track again. Since that's the way you feel about us.
All you do is bash it, so you don't.
No, that's such BS, Rex. That is such BS.
We
have promoted your track.
Your mic's not on it, and it doesn't matter. He already hung up anyway. He already hung up. That's exactly what
we
I figured
to point
was
out.
That,
and anybody who listens
just,
to this show
I'm,
on a regular
I'm
basis
so
knows
frustrated.
Full damn well that we've spent probably in the last year we've probably spent 50 hours promoting Auburndale Speedway on this racetrack, and we'll spend
program,
the next 2 days.
Kids program we have promoted.
We will spend the
again.
Next 2 days promoting nothing but Auburndale Speedway, just simply by replaying our show.
I'm
going to
say
God's
this,
sake.
Okay? As long as Rex Guy has the promoter at that racetrack, they can have a late model race that pays $10,000 to every car that shows up, and they can tell me that Jesus is going to walk on the water inside the pond in the infield, and I still ain't coming. I'm going to tell you, Rex, I'm very disappointed, okay, in the way that you handle yourself. Very disappointed in the way that you hung up the phone. You had no reason to hang up the phone. You really had no reason to attack a show like ours. A guy like
well, maybe
me.
Maybe he didn't hang
a girl
up. Maybe
like
we
Cece.
Lost connection.
No, he hung up.
No,
he said
hung
he was
up.
Going to, and that's fine.
Oh, okay.
That we do this for free.
He told,
I have
look,
no
he
agenda.
He told me last week that I wasn't allowed at his track anymore. That's how he wants
well,
to
he
be
thinks
friends with
he
the
explained,
media.
He thinks because he explained everything to you that we should know about that. He still hasn't figured out in that brain of his that we are separate from Karnak. We are not Karnak.com. Even though Inside Florida Racing... The Real Racing USA is powered on Karnak. I don't agree with the message boards that go out there. I don't agree with that stuff, okay? But what I do say, okay, is opinions of other racers. And I talk to a lot of people out there that race. CC talks to a lot of racers and fans. And the things that aggravate me are things that aggravate other drivers and fans. And that's the only reason why we brought it up. And I think that Rex... You took it way too personal, especially when you said that shows like ours aren't any good. And mm-hmm. I think that in rethinking that, the other guy, family members, okay, that are listening, you know, and Rex, I still have nothing against the track and the drivers and the fans that are there. But I think that a little bit of arrogance and I think that a little bit of personal agendas with other track owners – and I don't have to name him. He's already done a good enough job naming him.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's a bunch of BS, and that's the way I feel.
You know, Rob, I was having a really good day until, you know, about 35 minutes ago.
All right, guys, we have a caller on the line. Speak up, caller. What's your name and what's on your mind?
Hey, Jack, can you hear me?
We hear you fine.
Jack, it's Scott Lombard with Full Throttle Friday. How you doing, buddy?
We're doing good, man. What's on
Hi,
your mind?
Your show is not needed either.
Yes,
your
Scott,
show's
forget
not
it.
Needed. You
your
need to get it off
needed.
The air,
just forget
dude.
It, Scott.
Hey, you know what? And I've got to put this out there. You know, we, of course, had Bobby on Friday on Full Throttle Friday. Of course, we do the radio show live from Charlotte County Motorsports.
Yes, and you guys could be accused of being the Charlotte County show.
You know what, Robin? I'll tell you what. If he wants to go ahead and push me as the person who... I mean, who's out there just promoting one single track, and so be it. But, you know, I mean, we also have the magazine we're trying to pump out, which is, you know, I mean, something we're trying to do as an outside media to help boost fans and help boost car counts at all the tracks. But regardless, I need to say something real quick, and that is if anybody got a chance to listen to Friday's show, Bobby took probably one of the best approaches in backing – and I'm going to repeat that, backing Rex, and did not bash him in one single sentence. Now, I mean, can I be accused of maybe saying some things that I might feel were, I don't know, unjust by telling some of these track directors and promoters and track owners to get their heads out of their butts? Well, then, yeah, I did. But
I tell them that regular, Scott, so they know that.
You know, cases like this where... You're going to say that media is not needed. You know, that's like saying your marketing partners aren't needed. Well, I'm glad he's got enough money to self-promote.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the deal is there, Scott, and they don't have enough going on there to promote the way, the attitude, the arrogant attitude. Now, they did say that they've changed their ruling and to allow them to race without points, but why didn't they do it on the track that night? You know, that was my only point. And
you know what? If you've already made the mistake, then follow through with it.
Oh, he didn't make any mistake.
Well, yeah,
according to him, he'd probably do it over again the same exact way.
This was, and Jack, I think, said it best, it was a personal attack.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that it is, and I know that these, listen, that kind of, there's no reasoning behind, there's nothing that he could say that would, if I'd have been one of those drivers, that would have constituted me to say, oh, okay, I'll go load my car up and go home and not bitch and complain about it, okay? Nothing. When he did that, he started something that is unprecedented. It hasn't ever been done before and unheard of in an 8-car count deal, okay? To him, he's protecting his drivers, okay? I will commend him on one thing, of protecting his drivers, but I guarantee if I pulled all the drivers, the 8 that were there, and asked them, hey, would you have cared if these guys would have started in the back with the wrong gear? Hey, would you have cared if they'd have started? I guarantee all of them would have said, no way, you know? And like I tried to explain to him, the fans, they don't understand that. The fans, the ones who pay all the money, the ones who pay the paychecks, they don't even understand all that.
And we don't want to understand. We just want to watch a good race with a lot
of
cars.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here's in my opinion. Back it up. It's not a personal attack against anybody. Did Jack know the full story? Well, you know what? Hey, Jack needs to get the full story out. Do we do that in any type of media? That is our job.
Yeah, he was mad because he told Jack however many days ago what happened, and I wanted, you know, try to tell him that Jack's not us, and people have a hard time separating that. Just like
Scott, you guys do a great, great job with your show, man. Keep it up. We're going to have to go because it's time.
I'm
for
ready
us
to go home.
It's
I'm
time
so
for
aggravated
us to get out of here.
Hey, I'm starting to feel like this is our show, and you're sitting there looking at your watch, going, "Guys, are these guys ever going to finish or what?"
Yeah, we're done, man. See ya.
Be heard, you know, and you know, Rex. Hey, you know what? 941-626-0372 is my number. Feel free to call me at any time, man, because I'll tell you, if you're telling the whole entire, race community that media is not needed, well, then, yeah, I mean, obviously, you're just not thinking the big picture.
See you later, man.
Bye, Scott.
By the way, okay, I got to tell you.
How long have they had this racetrack back? A couple of years?
One and a half or something like that.
Okay. And where's Rex lived around here all this time?
He's raced at Auburndale.
And how many years? How many years has he been racing?
I don't know. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I don't know.
I never.
They're working
never
it out. Just so you know, I got a call. You guys were talking with Ronnie Sims or with Rex Guy, I got a call from Ronnie Sims. He talked to me off the air. He's the race director there. He takes care of those things.
I know Ronnie. Ronnie's a great guy.
Ronnie is a very, as you know, a great guy. Very,
great racing
very
director.
Level-headed man.
Yes. Okay? Very fair.
Very fair guy.
What does he have to say?
What he's doing is he just wanted me to know that he has he's working out the rules himself so that it's very understandable and very fair to the drivers. He said there's some changes from the way it is stated right now, and he's going to work it all out. He's trying to get it done as quickly as possible. He has to get the okay from everybody. Everybody has to be on the same page. And he said he's doing his best to get that straight. I asked Ronnie if he thought we were taking this a little bit further than it needed to go. He said he thought we were just maybe a little bit further than it needed to go. I explained to him that if Rex would have been on the show last week, we wouldn't have been having this conversation tonight.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I think the crux of the matter is there was a decision made promptly. It was made a little bit impromptu, mm-hmm. I mean, at the moment. There was a little bit of hastiness in their decision over there that night when this happened. It was made before the rule was put in place. It would have probably been better. Rex agreed to that it would probably been better had they waited. He kind of agreed to that. I think the rule, it is what it is. There's no way, Rob.
I was fine. Listen, everything was fine, okay? Everything was fine, okay? Until he says that shows like ours, what people have got to understand, every promoter out there, every driver, every fan that's listening right now, me and CeCe could care less about the politics on the message board and the politics that go on between other track owners. Mm-hmm. What our show is about race car drivers, their feelings, and fans. That's what our show's about. So, Rex, when you say shows like ours aren't needed, Our opinions of fans, and yes, from your racetrack, some of them, whether you believe it or not. When you offend CeCe Brooks, she is a fan of racing. That's how she got into this, by being a fan of racing. She doesn't know you. She doesn't know much about your racetrack either. But she does know that you, and you alone, who said normally you don't make decisions at the racetrack, decided on a night that two guys that just got done racing at Charlotte County Motorsports Park were not going to race in your race, even though they were on the racetrack. My friend, that is a bad decision. That's what I said last week. That's what I said just now on the phone with you. You hung up with me, and I really don't appreciate the fact that you took an attack on our show. And that's all I've got to say. Folks, tune in next week. Who knows? We're not going to be talking about this next week. I'm going to guarantee you that.
Got that right.
It'll be the last time that Auburndale comes off of my lips unless I get an apology from him.
Exactly.
Or somebody from the Guy family.
I do not want to discuss that.
And that's a shame for all you guys out there that race. And don't worry, you guys out there racing at Auburndale, still keep racing. Go race at two or three tracks if you can on one night, because you might be the driver of the month.
Cruising all round downtown. Just be doing.